So we were fired on quite a bit from the hillsides, especially in Okinawa, because the Japanese had dug into the hillsides and built small little villages into the mountainsides, into the hills. And they had done this prior to the war. And so they had large storages of food and everything. And at night, they would fire on our encampments from a distance, from these hills and caves. And what we would do is just call the Marines to go in, and they would go up to the hill, to the caves, and they would fire the flame shooters into the caves and smoke them out. That was the closest I ever got to being having gunfire in our direction. When we were in Okinawa, before we got to Okinawa, we were hop skipping from one island to another, building airstrips, and then moved to the next one. When we finally got to Okinawa, it was just before they had dropped the atomic bomb. And after they dropped the atomic bomb, they dropped the atomic bomb. Just before they dropped the atomic bomb, we were being prepared to invade the mainland of Japan. So they got us all prepared, ready to invade the mainland. And so we were used as foot troops, infantry, along with the infantry, as well as building the airstrips. So that was one time that I was very relieved that we didn't have to kill another human being, and that if we had invaded the island, main island, there would have been a lot of casualties. And so that's one of the things that I thank the heavens for, is that I never had to kill another human being.